Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the At-Large Technology Task Force call on the 3rd of March 2014. On the call today, we have Devin Antaluxing, Olivier Coupin-Leblon, Baron Gillen, and Glenn McKnight. We have an apology for Maureen Hilliard. And from staff, we have Ariel Yang and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Natalie, and welcome, everyone. Well, this is the Technology Task Force call to look at UberConference, which is at uberconference.com. And one of the challenges we're now facing is, of course, bridging our audio, a Adigo audio bridge, to UberConference. I'm beginning to wonder what... So given that challenge of that, I don't know whether it's easier to switch to the, well, to use the computer to do it, to do this call. UberConference allows you to use the computer to connect to the UberConference or to use their own telephone bridge. And they have I think in 40 countries, they have the a phone number. So this is why one disadvantage already off the bat, that UberConference doesn't really support third-party telephone bridges easily, apart from, say, a Google Hangout, would probably be the only exception. Okay, so when we take it now to, let me just take it down to what some of the features of UberConference. Okay, let me just respond to Glenn, who is connected via the computer.
Yeah, Glenn, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Olivier, well, what I will do, this is Dave.
Dave, it's Olivier speaking. I'm on the Adigo channel on one ear and on the UberConference channel on the other. I heard Glenn McKnight earlier speaking, but it seems that he can't hear anything now. I'm able to hear him typing. I believe it is him that is typing, but there is no connection between the Adigo channel and the UberConference channel. So it's like two separate worlds. That's all for the time being. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. This is Dave. I'm also hearing you through the computer speakers in UberConference. And I'm hoping Glenn is able to hear me as well.
I certainly cannot hear you through the computer speakers because you probably don't have your mic on. I've got both the mic for the Uber conference and the mic for my mobile on the Digo, which is on. So this is why you can hear me on both channels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I mean, I'm also hearing both things here. I'm both of you in stereo, so to speak, here. let me see. I'm beginning to wonder whether if you want, maybe I should just try to just connect directly on UberConference, and I think there's a recording option available for UberConference. So I think I might want to do that. Because I heard you fairly well, Olivier, on UberConference. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go mute on the Adigo bridge, and then try to join the call. So I'm going to go accept. Here's my computer. Connect now. Okay. Formally, I'm going to go mute on the Adigo bridge, and we're going to continue this on the UberConference solution here.
Hi, Dennis. Yeah, I was actually there, and I just went on to Adigo. So now we're going to mute on Adigo and go back, you're a funny guy. Okay, I'm. Go ahead and mute.